This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
Our friend Daron Levin stopping by to visit. We're so glad that you have, Daron. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me here, Paul. It's always nice to see a friendly face when I'm across the Atlantic.
Absolutely. The same goes for us. TheStreet.com is where you can find Daron, as well as a number of major national and international magazines and some of his reports. And also every Saturday at noon on Insight 121 on Sirius XM Radio. What is Daron Levin's take on the 2016 Paris Motor Show?
Well, it's all about electrification and autonomous. It's really interesting. You know, we used to see new designs here. We would see, you know, sexy cars from Ferrari. And all anybody can talk about is the new batteries that are coming out. It kind of sounds mundane, but it's really sort of interesting. Mercedes-Benz has come out with a series of electric cars. It's going to be here in 2019. Volkswagen, Nissan talked about, and which is Nissan and Renault, talked about a new, more powerful battery. So we're getting better range in these batteries. They're becoming cheaper, and they're going to be very reasonable products for people to own. I mean, I was very skeptical when the first Nissan Leaf came out because it had a range of less than 100 miles, and who wants that?
Right.
And now you're really seeing stuff that's going to be 200 miles. We've got the Bolt coming out soon in the United States with 238 miles, and we're going to be to 300 miles. And at some point, who cares about recharging stations, because you're going to be able to charge this stuff at home.
Right.
Yeah.
I was amazed to find here, and you get over here maybe more often than I do, the number of areas now in Europe that are talking about banning in the city center anything that runs on gasoline alone or diesel alone, that they're actually very seriously talking about that.
Well, I think part of it is congestion. And, I mean, you know, like I do, just getting over to the show and getting back to your hotel.
Terrible traffic.
It's such
in
a
Paris.
Nightmare.
Terrible
so
traffic.
People have kind of a hidden agenda here, which is getting a lot of these cars off the road so that people can walk around, with, you know, bike around. And I think that there is a pollution problem everywhere, but it's cars are only part of it,
right,
Paul? I mean, it's about planes, it's about electric generating stations, it's about everything, really, not just about cars.
Sure. The other thing that's a bit surprising is the point being driven home as to how many people don't necessarily feel they need to be at these big auto shows anymore.
Well, the Paris show, I think, is really vulnerable, because what's starting to happen now is that when an important car comes out, these companies, in a sense, put on their own auto show. So they bring us to some place, and they show us, they get our complete
attention.
They get all
the benefit of all the media being in town for an auto show, and they don't have any of the expense of being involved in the auto show by going off to one of these satellite locations and having a party and presentation.
And then they bring us someplace, they have our undivided attention, whereas you walk into one of these places, and your attention is very much divided among all the manufacturers. And I think, to be fair, as lovely as Paris is, this facility is really very outmoded and really very run down, like a lot of Paris is very run down. It needs to be either renovated or completely replaced, but there's no room for it. And the mentality of Paris is very much into preserving the antiques. And unfortunately, this hall has turned into an antique.
Yes, it has. Anything in particular on the show floor that caught your attention?
I like the new Nissan Micra, which is a car that's not going to be sold in the United States. So in some ways, it's kind of irrelevant to the audience for your show. But I like what they're doing with, I like what Nissan's doing with the Micra.
I'm surprised you can say it won't be sold in the United States, because we said that years ago about some of the really small cars we'd see on the show floor, and they're now in America.
Well, if the price of gasoline goes way up, it
again,
will be sold.
And it
will go up,
sure,
again. It'll go down again. But when it goes up again, I think cars like the Nissan Micra are going to come back to the United States. So that caught my eye. And again, these electric cars, beautiful. But, you know, it's hard to compete with Paris. I mean, I had an hour, and I was able to walk around outside. On Thursday afternoon when I got here, and just walked along the Seine and was near the Louvre and went on the left bank and went into a couple of art galleries. And it's just so this is such a breathtaking city in many ways. And a city that's really now only starting to come back after the attack last year.
Sure.
We met with some of Adina's cousins who were in the hotel business here, and they said that business has been terrible in Paris for many, many months, and it's only starting to come back
if
now.
If you would talk to people in the travel industry back home, they would tell you that throughout Europe, it's a tough ticket right now.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, Jerome Levin, we appreciate it always from thestreet.com and the SiriusXM radio, noon Saturdays on Insight 121.
Oh, you're a doll.
Some of your insight on this this forever, but soon coming to an end, presidential campaign.
Well, you know, I've said this to many people, so there's no reason why I shouldn't say it on the radio. I'm not crazy about Hillary Clinton as a candidate, but I really think that Don Trump is just not qualified to be president. I mean, I know he said ideas that some people like, but he just seems to me to be a bad person. Unfortunately, I mean, I don't pass judgment on him, but when you're looking at a president, it just seems like a shame that these are the two best we can come up with.
I think that you're not alone in that thought. Did you know that the Detroit News, for the first time in 130 or 40 years, didn't pick the Republican, but they didn't pick Hillary Clinton either?
Right.
They picked the Libertarian.
Yeah. And this was the same guy who couldn't name a single world leader, I think.
Yes, it was.
So, okay,
and
so
there
are some worse
videos
are.
That are already out on the internet,
you know,
showing
I'm not,
Gary that's not looking good.
But. It's very disturbing, but by the same token, this is a very vibrant country with a great people, and we'll get through this, Paul.
Absolutely right. Wise words to end on. Jerome Levin, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks.
We continue on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.